brought to you by Penguin.
The Vienna Writer's Circle by J.C. Maitis, read by Charles Constant and Michael Crouch. To my father's family, both Holocaust victims and survivors, and to my mother and father, who played an integral part in World War II to save my current family and that of many others from a yoke of persecution and prejudice, while not wholly successful in every nation or facet of society, thankfully that spirit lives on today. Prologue. Lublin, Poland, April 1942. I'd never been so thirsty, my mouth so dry. My lips were cracked and sore, my tongue swollen and sticking to the roof of my mouth whenever I tried to swallow, which I'd given up on several hours ago. No saliva. So all that now passed through the sandpaper tunnel of my mouth was my own shallow, labored breathing. Not that I was the only one. Almost 70 people were now crammed in the cattle truck with me, though I'd given up counting after 50 when they'd started to get hemmed in so close it was impossible to view those at the far end of the truck, let alone attempt a head count. The same dry, cracked lips and distended tongues all around me, and a bleary, lost look in their eyes, as if suffused beneath a faint mist. Do my own eyes look like that now? Pulling out of Nisus Station, when I'd had enough saliva in my mouth to talk, I'd struck up a conversation with a gray-haired, stiff-backed man named Ernst, who a year ago ran a shoe shop on Vienna's Kärntnerstrasse. I nodded enthusiastically. Ah, Kärntnerstrasse. I know it well. I used to meet up with a couple of friends regularly at the Café Mozart, just around the corner from there. And, of course, the main police station is at the end of Kärntner Tor Passage. I knew a police inspector there very well. Josef. I broke off as Ernst's eyes fixed on me keenly. Police inspector? He raised a brow. Not some sort of informer, are you? No, no, I said hastily, my gaze falling to a Star of David armband, a reminder that informers had been behind many, including myself, ending up in this cattle truck. In any case, he was just with the Vienna police force, not the Gestapo. I see. But it was accompanied with a shrug, as if Ernst hardly discerned any difference. I used to see him just to get information, I added. Information on what? Ernst's eyes were still heavy with suspicion. Nothing specific or important, I shrugged. Just general details about criminals. I was a writer, you see. Like a reporter or journalist? In my early days, yes. But later I stuck mainly to writing books. Ernst nodded slowly, looked around at the dismal cattle carriage, then back at me, his eyes in turn falling to my lack of star armband. Obviously you wrote about something you shouldn't have, eh? Yes, something like that. That would have been the far simpler explanation. Because explaining to this man consigned to hell simply for being Jewish that, in fact, I was originally Jewish, but had for the past 3 years buried my Jewish identity in order to try and survive, would have just raised a sly sneer. Didn't do much good, did it? Running that gauntlet had worked for a while, but in the end being sent to a camp had come suddenly, without warning. The only preparation, a last-minute emotional meeting with my agent, Julian Reisner. I'd be transported as a Catholic dissident rather than a Jew. And don't admit you're Jewish in there. It'll be tough, but ask for Dieter Meisel as soon as you get to the camp. Make sure he gets the letter I've given you. He's the vice commandant there. It'll be tough. That became clear from the outset as I was led away by two soldiers and shoved at rifle point into a cattle truck with 20 others. Then the steady descent into hell as the train trundled slowly east. Ludenburg, Nysa, Oppeln, Kielce, Warsaw, Lublin, Chelm. The journey seemed never-ending. The truck...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?